Last week in Switzerland, the best hockey teams from more than a dozen countries around the world displayed their mettle at a hard-fought tournament played not on skates, but on unicycles. Recently, Judith Ritter visited one unicycle hockey team, the feisty Uniwheelers from Hong Kong, at one of its practices, and she has our report.
Here in a working-class neighborhood of Hong Kong, in a cement playground squeezed between two noisy major streets, Hong Kong's unicycle hockey warriors battle it out, sticks clashing, chrome wheels flashing, oblivious to the bursts of rain that drench the city this time of the year. At first glance, unicycle hockey looks like a cross between a circus act and street hockey. Decked out in bicycle shorts, helmets, and knee pads, the players, men, women, even kids from about 7 to 17, balance high up on bicycle seats. They clutch hockey sticks and pedal their one-wheelers wildly, all the while trying to smack a street hockey ball at one of the nets at either end of the court. Throughout, they shout to each other in English and in Cantonese. They skid, they fall off, they hop back on, and then they resume the chase.
So go for it! Here, back in the defense. Come.
It's 8 at night and the temperature's in the 80s. The players' shirts, some red, some blue, are dark with sweat. Some of the athletes drop out for water. The game looks dangerous, exciting, and, well, a bit silly. You'd have to have some major affection for either unicycling or hockey to want to do this.
So, you know, work takes second place to unicycle hockey in my life.
Don't get Martin Turner wrong. He loves his marketing job. There's just something short of transcendent about this sport that's kept him coming out on Monday nights for the last 4 years.
The whole process is enjoyable. I mean, every moment, every 10 minutes, every half an hour, you can feel the improvement. You feel yourself being that much more steady, or going slightly further, or being able to control a turn, or eventually, go backwards, or uphill, or downhill, or any of the other weird things that you pick up.
Unicycle hockey is played in at least a dozen countries, and it has been since the 80s. Germany and Switzerland have national teams, and for some odd reason, Minneapolis and Memphis are American uni-wheeler hotspots. The game has only been played about 4 years in Hong Kong, but already has its serious devotees. It also has a surprisingly broad appeal, even caught the fancy of a unicycle hockey version of a soccer mom, Jenny Ma. After several years of bringing her two teens to practice, a fortuitous shortage of players was her good luck.
One of the players asked me, how about you also play, you also ride unicycle so that we can play together. So, okay, I just learned. Actually, it's a very difficult game. You know, you have to ride, and at the same time you have to take the ball, you have to hold a stick, at the same time you have to ride faster. When I ride, I'm afraid of falling down. So, must be careful.
5-5, okay.
Players ride dangerously fast. They tip sideways, almost parallel to the ground when taking turns, and they ride backwards. They fall down and get up over and over again. There's none of that body checking that you see in ice hockey. In fact, high-sticking, pushing, poking someone's wheel with a stick are all illegal. But if you like a blood sport, you got it. At least when it comes to learning the basics.
I do have bruises, black and blues, edemas, cuts, blood spurting here and there, just from trying to learn the unicycle.
That's David Palmer, originally from Utah. By day, a quiet librarian at a university in Hong Kong. By night, a warrior in training.
What's the hardest thing about this?
Balance. You might be able to ride it in the beginning, which takes some time, but then it takes a further time to learn how to turn, and then after that a further time to learn how to stand still in one spot, and then maybe to go backwards on it. It's a progression.
Palmer hasn't only overcome his wounds, but like all the players in this strange sport, he's had to deal with the raised eyebrows of bosses and work colleagues in conservative, work-driven Hong Kong.
They thought that to ride a unicycle, I had to wear those big, long, floppy clown shoes and to wear a big red nose.
Yam sai.
Fine!
I think that will be a tap.
Ah!
This weekend in Switzerland, unicycle hockey honchos will be out to prove this is more than a clown sport. In the last world competition, Hong Kong placed ninth in a field of 11. Figuring they need just a bit more practice, they've decided to sit this round out. But look for their wheels on fire in 2008. For Only a Game, I'm Judith Ritter.
Careful!